This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A new literary magazine just made its second debut after a four-year hiatus. And yes, it's an actual printed copy that you can hold in your hands, take with you on the bus, or flip through on the couch or at the coffee shop. It's called Mount Island, and it's the brainchild of publisher Desmond Peoples. Peoples writes in the introduction to this new issue, quote, "I've kept at this publishing thing in one way or another as often as not despite myself, because it just won't stop mattering to me." And Peoples is convinced it will matter to others as well. Mount Island centers the voices of those who are queer or people of color or both and elevates what's it like to live those identities in rural spaces. Desmond Peoples joins us now to talk a little bit more about this literary magazine. Desmond, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thank you so much.
Your new issue includes fiction and poetry, art and commentary. Can you tell us a little bit about what people will find in this issue of Mount Island?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, well, the cover art and several pieces of art inside are by Lily Many Colors. She is a visual artist making mixed media tapestries that explore living the embodied experience of indigenous history and multi-ethnic identity. It's absolutely stunning, striking work. Now there's poetry by Tyler O'Ryan. This is their first publication. They're a poet in Cabot, Vermont, and work at Bear Pond Bookstore. And this is, you know, a lot of the poetry is actually very much about the embodied experience, exploring, you know, as people who experience transition and dysphoria, trans poets exploring that in the body and how we connect the world to our physical experience. Now, I love Tyler O'Ryan's poem so much that I also decided to publish it in broadside, these beautiful letterpress broadsides from Mayday Studio in Montpelier. And so their poem is going to be in the, you know, it's in the issue, but it's also in these limited edition broadsides that we sold at our launch party last Saturday. And well, actually, that reminds me. in your intro, you said that the issue is an actual printed copy, and well, it used to be. That's how we published it in the.
But aren't you printing one printed copy a year, and then three others that are not?
Yeah,
I did my research, Desmond.
You got me, Jane. Right, we do a quarterly digital magazine, and then an annual print anthology, and then also these special letterpress projects.
Yeah, and why is that? I mean, so you have the print version. You also have these digital quarterly versions. Is that because of cost? Because it costs a lot, certainly, to print a beautiful, you know, page-turning literary magazine.
Yeah, it costs a lot, but it's also important to have, I think, to have that physical, you know, object for people to handle and have in their lives. And it also, you know, creating something in the world involves other people in the community. Just a digital magazine may be more accessible. You can, you know, anybody can get it. You can distribute it for much cheaper. But you can't you know, go into someone's studio and work with them and ask for help getting resources and like working with the material world. And I think that's really important, bringing people together around the effort to bring someone's voice forth. You
know? Well, and the voices that you're bringing forward, you're really, as I said, centering the voices of queer people, people of color, and queer people and people of color who are living rurally. How do all of those identities tie together, and why is that something that you want to focus on?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a little selfish. I am, like, I am a queer person. I'm a person of color. I come from a mixed family. My father is a black man from New York who moved here because he fell in love, you know, with what the rural world is. And, you know, I, being from here now, I adore it. I think, you know, it's hard being out in the woods, but it's beautiful. And as much as people, well, a lot of people assume that there aren't many people of color in Vermont or rural places in general, and the same goes for queer folks. So I think whether you're you know, only queer or only of color or both, when you live in a rural environment, we all share this experience of erasure, but you know, whether it's subtle or explicit, you know, people will say, will ask a darker looking person on the street, like, oh, you know, how'd you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, jokingly say to me, you know, I'm very light skinned, say, you know, oh, you know, there aren't any black folks around, but it's like, okay, I'm black with a capital B, and, you know, all my family, blah, blah, all my, I got plenty of friends up and down the state. So it's, I think, anybody who shares those identities has definitely shared that experience.
So, Desmond, part of it is about being seen and seeing yourself reflected in a literary magazine. But what do you think Mount Island can contribute to the literary landscape at large, or to the lives of people who read it who come from many different backgrounds?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's definitely been a movement in publishing and media, the arts in general, for more diversity, more inclusion. But, you know, still this has not touched upon this particular community, rural folks, queer folks in rural places. But they also are not always about us ourselves, you know, our self-actual, our autonomous coming together, you know. It's inclusion is not the same as empowerment. And I think us choosing to be together, you know, there's a little catchphrase like, this magazine is by us, for us, and for anybody who wants to see the rural world in all of its fullness and diversity. And so I think that's what we can bring to folks. We can bring, particularly, I mean, nowadays the rural world is getting such a bad rap. You know, we have folks, there was that Hillbilly Elegy book.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of precedent for people kind of looking down their noses and misunderstanding what rural life is like. So I think we can help kind of shift that.
Yeah, and explore the fullness of rural life and more facets of it. Can you afford to keep doing this? It's hard to publish these days.
It is hard work, but, you know, we're going to do our best. We're going to do fundraising. We can take tax-deductible donations. We can sell. We can – we're going to do our best. It's a labor of love, certainly.
Well, the fourth issue, which is the first relaunched issue after a four-year hiatus, is out. And we have more information about Mount Island at vpr.org. Desmond Peoples is the publisher of this quarterly literary magazine. Again, it's called Mount Island. Desmond, thank you so much for talking with us about it. What a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a pleasure.